Hello, writers. Laura Purdy Salas here. It is April 12th, 2019, and this is my working writer's update for the week. I'm going to share mostly about two things with you. The first one is my book launch, or my book launch party, more specifically. So all three of my spring books are out now. Phew! And last weekend on Saturday, I had my first ever bookstore launch party at the Red Balloon Bookshop in St. Paul. To prepare for this event, I created, and my event was not a story time kind of book launch. It was an afternoon book launch, which at the Red Balloon generally means it's for adults. So it was really geared at other writers because we have a huge writing community here in the Twin Cities. It was geared toward teachers, librarians, that kind of thing. So it was behind the scenes, you know, about my books. I'll share a little bit more about that in a minute. But anyway, so I had shared the news. I had shared it in a Minnesota Kidlit Facebook group. I had posts about it in social media. In fact, I had a post about the launch party on Facebook, and I even boosted it, which means I paid like $15 to get it shown to more people in a certain category, so teachers and SCBWI members and stuff in Minnesota. So I boosted the post. You know, I held the launch at a bookshop that does a lot of events, and so they tend to gather more people for their events. So I was hoping, you know, that there would be a few people there that weren't people I necessarily reached myself, but who were fans of the bookstore, who follow the bookstore's calendar of events and stuff like that. So, the day of, I was kind of nervous. I wasn't nervous about speaking. I was nervous about whether or not anyone would show up. And I had just come off of a full week of an elementary school visit, so I was kind of tired, and I was looking forward to it, but my low-grade anxiety also meant I was just kind of ready to, you know, let's do this, kind of serious, and this is the final event. Some people did show up, and I was so grateful. I think there were probably maybe 15 people to 20 people there who actually, you know, were there and stayed for the whole thing. Now, most of these were people I know. Three people from my writing group were there, which I was super grateful because they have a lot of big things going on in their own lives. A children's librarian who I know a little bit, and she's just the sweetest person, and she's amazing, and she came. A couple of other librarians or retired librarians came that I know. A school librarian who had contacted me recently to do a school visit next February, so almost a year away, and she does amazing prep work and stuff. In an email, I mentioned to her that, hey, I have a book launch, you know, this weekend, and she showed up, so that was awesome. There were a few people there who I didn't know, but not very many. There was another children's writer who I did an event with recently, and a lovely children's author and illustrator who I know her from various events, but, you know, we're not close friends. I mean, she didn't, I'm sure, feel any obligation to come. So I was just so grateful that there were people there. The bookstore sets up rows of chairs, and there were definitely empty chairs. You know, it was not jam-packed, but it didn't feel odd, like I was set up with my big slideshow and stuff, and I was only talking to two people. Oh, and someone from Learner came. Learner is the publisher of my newest book this spring called Lion of the Sky. And my editor, Carol, they're a local company, actually, and my editor, Carol, had let me know, oh, I won't be able to be at the launch. I'm going to be traveling. And, I had not expected her to necessarily be there. But somebody from Learner did come. Libby from the marketing and promotions department came, and she got a picture of me with Learner, and I got a picture of me with her. And so anyway, it was just very much a feeling of reciprocity. You know, there were people there I didn't know, and so I'm sure they were there because Red Balloon, you know, not because it was me, which is awesome. You hope that the bookstore will be able to bring in a few people on its own. But largely, they were people who I have relationships with of some kind or another. And the people who I wasn't, you know, who I'm not super close with, I did notice it's people who I have bought their books at events or shared online when I saw their books somewhere, outside of the local area and things like this. So it's never about, I do this for you because I want you to come to my launch party, or I'm coming to your launch party because, you know, you shared this nice social media post. It's not like a tit for tat kind of scorekeeping kind of thing, but reciprocity in the sense of sharing books you love, supporting your fellow children's authors, especially if you live in an area that has a lot of them, you know, so sharing their books online or attending their events, it builds relationships that will help you too in the end, not just because they might attend your events, but because you will have a stronger writing community and support network. I was so grateful for people coming to my book launch that I then also felt a wave of guilt because I have done so little in-person attending of things until this past year. I've started getting more involved in physically attending, but most of my relationship building honestly happens online. As an introvert, that's easier for me. But I am attending more events at Red Balloon and other children's literature events, whether they're formal events or casual kid-lit drinks nights, which we have once a month, things that I used to not do. I'm trying to make more of an effort. And then finally, as far as what I actually did, my slideshow was about 30 minutes. I spent about 10 minutes on each book, and I shared a little bit of behind-the-scenes stuff. So where the idea came from, what the timeline looked like, because these three books all came out at once, pretty much, but they started years apart and followed very different schedules. I shared a bit of the editing process, a bit of the story arc process. I shared something from behind the scenes about the illustrations, and I shared a couple of poems that didn't make the book from each project. And also, the audience and I, in a very casual way, we created some equation poems. I saved Snowman minus Cold equals Puddle for the last book, because then that led into, hey, let's write a few equation poems. So we just did these out loud. It was very casual, but it was kind of a nice interactive way to end. And then I did Q&A for just a few minutes, and then Red Balloon, you know, they had introduced me. Angela Whited is the fabulous events coordinator, and she had introduced the event and gotten it started. Then she wrapped up. She talked about other wonderful events that they have coming up, and she invited people to eat cupcakes. They had spring cupcakes and buy books. And so then I signed books. I signed maybe 15 books or so. Four people, and then Red Balloon also had me sign some stock, so 5 to 7 copies of each title, which they'll now put on their, you know, signed by the author area, or they'll put a little sign. But what I got out of it, besides, you know, selling 15 books, is a closer relationship with Red Balloon, which I love, a introducing myself or strengthening a relationship with some librarians and stuff. And on top of that, my brilliant husband, Randy, who attended in moral support, and he also said, well, you've made this great slideshow. Why don't you repurpose those so that you can make a video and share it on a wider level, which I'm totally doing. In fact, I've created the videos, but I haven't started sharing them. So that's my book launch. Now, I will quickly also update you on my retreat. I am in a little lodge on Lake Superior. I have been here since Tuesday afternoon, and it's Friday, and I am socked in by a big winter storm. I'm supposed to be driving home this morning, and the roads are treacherous, and they're advising no travel, and I have to check out at noon, so I'm not quite sure how today is going to end. But over the past couple days, here is what I've worked on. When I came on this retreat, I brought a bunch of stuff because I didn't know what I would feel like working on. And so I just wanted to summarize. I've done a ton of little things and thinking and reading through my picture book ideas document, and just, you know, letting my mind wander a little, which is lovely. But the actual writing work that I've done, I revised a picture book called Leap. I had shared this with my critique group last, like a year and 2 months ago, 3 months ago, January of 2018, I had shared this with my critique group. I can't believe it. It feels like it was maybe just 5 or 6 months ago. And I had had notes on revision I wanted to make, and I just haven't had a chance to get back to it. So I did the next draft on that. Last year, I pitched a number of ideas to one of my editors who was open to pitching, and she expressed interest in different things. I was just trying to gauge her interest, figure out what to work on next. And so two of those I haven't even looked at. Well, out of that list of things she said she was interested in, I wrote one which she rejected, and I've got it out with other editors, but I haven't gone back to those other topics. So I looked at those other two topics, and I did some brainstorming. On one of them, I even did a really super, super rough draft. So that was exciting. And the other thing I have worked on is loons. I wasn't sure if I would work on my loons picture book in progress at all while I was here, because I know I have that to do, and what I really wanted to do on my retreat was connect with, you know, some other projects. But I brought everything along because I didn't know where I would feel good energy coming from, you know. And my loons project, I read 3 more books, and I took notes and kind of processed them. And then I was feeling really like working on loons yesterday, and so I spread out all my post-it notes and the photo illustrations I have for it, which may or may not stay the same, but they're the photos that the photographer has provided thus far. And I looked at my story structure that I had brainstormed, and then I looked at what pictures I had, and what I had learned in my research that changed some of the plot points that no longer felt realistic or whatever. And I did a whole lot of rearranging and condensing and thinking about loons. And so that felt great. It felt like a good leap forward. And then one other thing I did that wasn't writing but is writing related is I have been listening to an audio series called Creative Efficiency with Juliana Baggett, and I am loving it, and it's all about writing process and making yours better or stronger or more focused. And I don't get writer's block, but I have been feeling like my writing process, I've been having trouble staying as tightly focused as I want with everything that's been going on the past few months, mostly with promotion stuff. So anyway, I will talk more about that in a later update or on, you know, on a website or blog post for my patrons or something, but I have been really enjoying the series, which was recommended to me, I think, by Donna Gephardt at the Denver Children's Book Festival. So that's what I've been up to. I want to say thank you to the patrons who are supporting me on Patreon. We are almost at the point of my doing a monthly Q&A on audio. So a couple more patrons, and then I think we'll be at that benchmark amount that I will start doing that, hopefully next month. So thank you, patrons. You are the reason that I am doing a lot of this sharing of my process or my work week and things like that. I really appreciate you. That is it. I will talk to y'all next week. Happy writing.